This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. It's Tuesday. Sunny out though. It's nice. It's a nice day. Warm this week.
You know what's a nice last name?
What's that?
Hassan.
Yeah, that's a good one. We go Bob Hassan.
Yeah, if that was his last name, I feel like I'd be more.
Oh, he has a bad last name.
Oh, something's up.
I heard the last name.
I told him to Maddie. He said it's fine.
It's not a bad last name at all.
Does it sound bad with Bob or something?
No. It seemed like a fine name. I mean, I was expecting like something terrible. But no, it wasn't like Crapper or anything like that.
Mm.
Also, Susan chimed in and he is interested in the contest. And he also wanted to add that.
Wait, hold on.
So we can pick.
Susan's listening?
Hey, Susan.
I didn't even.
Susan.
It never even occurred to me that Susan would be. Of course he is. Hey, Susan, how you doing? Mm.
Susan is Bob's betrothed.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're listening.
His name is Susan.
His name is Susan.
She's Bob.
We're protecting the
identities. Although at some point, it's just going to get harder and harder.
Yeah, well, I mean,
people are going to want to follow you on. Although you should come up with your own Bob Instagram.
I know, I'm working on it.
It's really nice to meet you, Susan. We were just talking. I have, as we've gotten to sort of fill in some of the blanks here with Bob, one of the blanks is this new husband to be, and I'm like, I don't know if he's tall, I don't know if he's Asian, I don't know anything,
about
this guy.
Don't know anything about
nothing.
Him. Maybe he really likes overalls with no shirt underneath.
Maybe
we don't know.
Yeah, I'm dying to know. I spend
the flip flop guy
4 or 5 hours a day in a room talking to young Bob, and I want to know more about her family.
Yeah, yep, not less.
He's
more.
A Philly guy too.
No, he's from Michigan.
Michigan guy.
Yeah, that's where we lived here before we. That's where we lived before we moved here. And that's
let me ask you this:
here.
Is he very muscular?
Oh,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he played football.
Oh shoot!
Oh, how tall is he?
He's 5'10".
Oh, that's not that tall.
Huh?
Respectable.
What position did he play? Do you know?
Running back.
Oh, quick.
And quickie.
Tough badass. Yeah, you got to be a tough guy to be a running back.
Yeah.
Did he play in college?
He did. He played at MIT.
Oh my God.
He's the real deal.
I didn't know MIT even had a football team.
Nobody did. No one knows about it.
Oh, they sit there at the end of the field
and do math.
Everybody loves Susan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is great stuff.
Yeah. They come to the party for Bob and leave. Keep coming back because of Susan. That's incredible. Susan.
Can you, when you go home later, is Susan still listening, do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Susan.
Susan, my husband already likes you because he loves football, and every time we go to Boston, we always will walk around to MIT.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I was just about to make my plea to be his favorite on the show.
Don't start saying stuff.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to get in the way of that. Go on, please. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Susan, I would really like to be your favorite on the show. The end.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll just
I'll let
find
you know
out.
What he says.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
But don't be swayed by him, Susan. Make your own choices.
Don't say any more stuff.
Okay. Sorry.
I mean, some of us spend like a lot of time talking to your bride to be. Maybe that guy should be your favorite.
I actually don't spend that much time. Other than on the air, I don't spend that much time talking to her, if I'm being honest, Susan. It's not because I don't want to.
You're not selling yourself.
I'm just trying to be truthful about it. You know, I don't need to. Like,
oh, you think honesty is going to get you somewhere, huh? Okay.
That's her sell.
Uh-huh.
He says hi.
Oh.
But what else did he say, though?
What other kind of things is he trying to tell us?
Yeah. Nothing yet.
No, that's too bad. Well, all right.
I mean, it's probably.
Well, I guess we should do some trash.
Yeah, we got some breaking news.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Drag me to brunch. Alice is proudly partnering with WSF for Pride, you guys. Their upcoming Drag Me to Brunch event, starring Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. Apparently, Bob was telling us we need to bring a fat stack of ones or something, you know, so we can tip everybody who's doing the dragon.
Oh.
While we eat our pennies. All this week, we already did ours today, but Jane's got another chance for you at 3:05. We have these four packs of tickets. They're VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. It's June 28th at the W in SF. We'd love you to be there. If you don't win the tickets, you can still buy tickets to come to this fun, super fun Pride event where we're going to be having it. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Well, I wanted to wait till you're done.
Oh, go ahead. I'm done.
You're done. Okay.
Sure. Vinny, your hand is up.
Can I ask you guys a question? When you were young, because the dollar bills thing just made me think of this. When you were young, did your grandpa and or grandma hand you 50 cent and $1 pieces and sometimes even a $2 bill as like a special? You did too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got the silver dollars. And was it like a JFK 50 cent piece?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I used to get them given to me by my grandpa.
And they would be uncirculated sometimes. They'd come in the little packaging.
Oh, no. I was given them just as like.
Oh, go spend this.
Yeah.
And the $2 bill would always be like something like somebody would hand off to me as just, you know, they got one. It's like, there you go.
The $2 bill was like, first they tried to introduce it and make it part of what we spent, and then but nobody cared about it, and so then it became this like novelty item. Like I still have a couple of $2
even those
bills.
Coins are novelty items. Like it would get given to me and I'd put them in a spot, and then later I'd be all, you know what I want, candy or ice cream,
go spend it,
or you know, skateboard wheels
tender.
So that I don't have any of those, you know, precious coins I was gifted. But so you all got that?
I still have some.
My dad would give them to me. I remember when I was in elementary school, lunch cost $2. And so sometimes he would give me two gold dollar
Sacagawea coins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
For a minute, they were just too close to the quarter.
In size, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fun. That's one of those, speaking of traditions, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
The old people and their coins.
Yeah. You can't really stick a coin in a, you know, pair of panties.
Oh, I had no idea where we were going with that. It's hard. It does tend to get a little bit bulky. It's like a kind of a bulky. Plus, they're filthy. I always think of money as being so dirty.
You know, that is what brought the idea on to bring a stack of ones. But honestly, I was not even considering that as I brought up the dollar coin in the slot, if you know what I mean.
I would like to say, though,
that... I guess you could, yeah. I mean, there's a slot.
My dad has done this really annoying thing a couple times in my life where... We're
talking about Gentry now.
Yeah, talking about Gentry.
Hey, Gentry.
He will stop being a collector of things. Like, when I was a kid, for many years, he collected elephants. So I always knew what I could get him for any gift for Christmas. He would always get an elephant or, you know, whatever. And he had all different kinds of elephants with all different styles and made out of all sizes, everything. And then finally he was like, I am done with elephants. And the whole collection disappeared. And we were not allowed to buy him elephants anymore. And then he turned in earnest to his coin collection. And so then for years I would send him, like, I'd find some cool coin, or like my son was like, oh, I found this incredible collector's thing. And we'd get it for dad. And then all of a sudden he's like, no more coins. He even had like this huge man size safe for all his coins.
You know,
now he's like, no more. I sold them all. No.
Collections end up owning you. And I can tell you from my surfboard collection, there is a point where you start going, there's never even any surf. I don't even know what I have all these things for. What's the point?
But then you're so sad when you sell one.
I have so many that I've been weeding. I've been slowly getting rid of them.
But at least a surfboard is a thing that you use in the real world. Like, if you just collect coins, you collect elephants. Like, what are you going to do? Bring, like, an elephant for show and tell at the office that you work at? Like, you're not going to do that. And you're not going to spend the coins.
No, right, you know, exactly.
They don't spend, like, regular coins. They're, like, collector's items. At least you're getting use out of some of the surfboards that you've collected.
Yes, but I definitely, that is, just like any collection, you will get out of hand. And certainly with those, I was like, well, there's no surf, but I'll go to a surf shop and I'll be around surfboards and I'll still keep my love and connection open. And then I leave with a board and then that board sits there for 2 months while I'm waiting for like, it's dumb.
Yeah.
The dumb collection. Mm. Way too many. They're on their outs. I've been getting rid of them a little out of time.
Yeah. So you just have like, three that you
no I've got I've still got like 10 but okay. I need to get rid of at least five more.
All right, let's here's something completely
trash
else.
Me. Yes,
yeah, I already did the drag thing, right? Okay. A texter sent us a thing where if you've been following this at all, there's a 73-year-old guy by the name of Bill Belichick who is a football coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's famous for lots of reasons, but most recently he's famous for dating this 24-year-old chick named Jordan Hudson. She is beautiful. She is placed third in the Miss Maine competition, 1 point worse than she did, I guess, last year. She was in it also, and she got second place. And this year, they're like, enough of you. And then apparently, on the island of Nantucket, the society there is like, nah, we're not. She can't come to any of the parties. We're not going to invite Bill because we don't want this chick at any of our parties. We just don't care. And the report is from Pro Football Talk. NBCSports.com/NFL/Pro Football Talk/Rumor Mill/News/Report
oh,
Jordan
geez,
Hudson.
My goodness.
That's in case anyone wants to look it up. That's how you find it. report. Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged. And that is the entire extent of this story. There is no confirmation. There is no denial. There is nothing except that Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged. And we also, And we actually don't know who she told either. But it sounds like somebody at Timza or something, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know. If I get any more info, believe me, there's a dearth of stories. I will definitely report that if we get that information. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Brings out Eminem in Detroit, and you'll never guess what happened.
He rapped?
The crowd went crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's royalty there.
You could have guessed it. You just looked at me like this.
Whoa. Well, I was like, I don't know. I don't understand. Of course the crowd
you'll
went crazy.
Never, okay, let's try it again. Jelly Roll brings out Eminem in Detroit, and you'll never guess what happened.
The crowd went crazy.
Yes!
Wait, let me get this straight. Eminem was well received in Detroit?
Yes!
I get it now!
Nuts.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
The crowd went nuts.
Hi, Susan. What?
Stop sucking up to Susan. It's not very becoming. Hi, Susan. How are you doing? Susan, see what is happening there? I'm defending you against him.
He's asking about bring your fiance to work day.
That's literally any day. We'll
can't
put
believe
on a big show
it.
For
I
him.
Never occurred to me that he would be out there listening. Now all of a sudden, I'm just
hey Susan,
I'm blushing.
Oh boy, he's got sound effects.
I have music for you. I'll play you music anytime you want. You want to hear some sound effects? I'm your guy. I love you.
Okay, you're not trying to steal Susan away.
Listen up, Susan. Is anyone on the show that you're going to fall in love with? Besides your wife, of course. It's going to be me.
Wait, what?
Oh, and here's Vinny's music.
No. He needs a friend.
Make a friend.
Vinny needs a friend.
I will allow you to be an aggressive bottom.
That's not, people don't want that.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
Jelly Roll is knocking more items off his bucket list. He just brought out Eminem at a show in Detroit. It was during Post Malone's big-ass world tour, Stop in the Motor City, where Jelly's childhood dream just came true. He started out by rapping a little bit of Lose Yourself, and then Eminem comes out. The whole crowd just falls about the place.
Yeah.
I would love to play some of this, but there are so many swears in it.
Well, of course.
Here's what Jilly said afterward. If you can't tell, that was a childhood dream come effing true, Detroit. This is the greatest show I've ever had in my effing life. And there were a lot more F words.
What's up, Donkey?
What's up, Donkey? Jelly Roll went on to say that Eminem's music helped him through the darkest days of my effing life. And so he was also going nuts.
That was a really good acting job.
Thank you. And I'm, because of Susan, I'm completely out of time. What's coming up?
Let me see here. Hold on. Sorry. I'm nothing. Please take news. Okay, great. This is next. Nothing.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our full.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Full show podcast all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Billie Eilish tickets. All this week, listen at 12.05 p.m., 4.05 p.m., 5.05 p.m., and 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357. That's the number. 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the just announced Billie Eilish concerts on November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. That's probably a fun show.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just so many hits.
Yes. Mm. Sure does. The rumors are true, everyone. The controversial Sprite and tea combo is headed to stores just in time for summer.
That's controversial.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know why that would.
Because like you're forced to buy it or something?
People are super into certain things.
Mm. Sprite and tea.
A fan favorite soda company. That this is like Sprite.
But poured is into big. Tea.
Because I don't think so. I think Diet. I've seen the people who are Diet Coke or Diet. Christina is Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
If she can have what she wants, that's what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she can't, she'll have the Coke Zero.
Mm.
And so we have, I think we have that right now. I don't even get stuff. And if I do, it's going to be a Dr. Pepper. But There must be people who love their Sprite. You ever meet one of them?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I Sprite and 7-Up are, that's all I have at my house.
Are they sort of the same thing?
Yeah.
What just happened?
What, I mean, what's, why?
You,
what I, but I get, to, I usually get the diet thing? Version of them, but because it's refreshing and tasty and sweet and lovely.
But you get the diet, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Diet Sprite is your thing.
Diet Sprite, Diet 7-Up.
Do you add it to tea? Is this what, no,
I've never heard
here?
Of that, but I would definitely try that.
It is going to be, so you may be, we're making this yourself, but now you can buy it from the company, pre-made. As I guess this got a bunch of run on the internet, as people said this is their favorite drink, Sprite plus tea, and now they're going to make them.
It lemon lime makes sense. Like, you got to put a lot of sugar into iced tea to make it sweet if it's not like a pre-sweetened thing. So why not do like half a thing of that and then pour in some 7-Up or Sprite?
Doesn't look real appetizing.
It really doesn't. Sprite plus tea, though. That's what it's called.
I will try that.
I mean, it's a lighter brown than Coca-Cola.
Yes. Yep. It looks, it's about, you know, tea level of brown.
I definitely will have a Sprite if I'm trying to have a drink without having any caffeine. Or
is that, there's no caffeine?
I think that's the deal.
That's
with
why
that.
I drink root beer. I love root beer and it doesn't have any caffeine in there.
But yeah, I'm actually kind of tongue in cheeking this one because in reality, this was a thing on the internet. It took off, huh?
There's always something.
Sprite and tea.
Yeah.
Caught.
Kind of makes sense. I can see it. The whole sweet tea thing. People want it pre-sweetened.
They make a 7-Up Shirley Temple. Like, you guys saw. That's what it, when I go out, I like a Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
And they actually make that pre-canned now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like a Shirley Temple like that. I know you ordered that when we went to dinner recently. And by the way, that I had so much fun, just the four of us at a dinner.
It was really nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Bob didn't show.
Yeah, if I go to like, you know, the House Prime Rib or somewhere and everybody's getting a drink, I'm like, Shirley Temple. And they're usually kind of like really happy to make them. Bartenders.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You ever get a Roy Rogers?
I think they get a kick out of it that there's an adult ordering a Shirley Temple, maybe.
Well,
where's the kid? What kid are we making this for?
Dad, the kid.
That's me, baby.
It's my beanie. Let me twirl my little propeller.
I have to say in this next story that I end up shopping, and I do a lot of the food shopping for my family, at like three or four different stores.
Okay.
All the time.
Because there's certain things you want
from different stores,
right?
And I'm just not, I will go get it.
Okay.
I guess because I'm a sucker and I don't go.
You know what you want. There's
you're
nothing
getting
wrong with
this
that.
Brand and you're going to like it.
Right.
I just don't do that.
Right. You want the one that the people are going to be enjoying.
Yeah. Grocery store preferences, though, are highly personal and fiercely debated, much like, I guess, soda brands that you want to associate yourself with. Here is a list of America's number one rated grocery store. Do you know what it is? The number one grocery store in America.
It's number one rated. I'm going to guess it isn't Safeway.
It's not.
Okay, is it one of those Deerbergs or something Midwestern?
Nope.
What about like Publix?
Have one near Publix is on the list, but it is not the number one.
Whole Foods?
It is not Whole Foods, which
Is it Good Earth?
It's not Good Earth, I love that Good Earth by your house. That's not a chain though, is it?
I have no idea.
Is it Trader Joe's?
It's Trader Joe's.
Oh, Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is number one.
The people who love Trader Joe's love it. I'm always like, there's too many people in here and the aisles are too small. And I don't know what to buy.
That's fine. You don't even do the shopping anyway.
Which is why I'm having so much trouble at Trader Joe's.
I don't know what to buy.
They have
why don't you look around?
Cookies.
Take your time. Take a look around.
It's too
see
many
what you
people.
Like.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure. Do you like Trader Joe's, Bob?
Yeah, we got a Trader Joe's in Hayes Valley 1 year ago. Like, they just had their anniversary, I think, on Saturday. And it's amazing.
Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff. What and the prices are pretty good. And I have a buddy who works at one of them, and he was saying what Trader Joe's does is they buy in bulk and then brand it their own, but they get they pay cash to get these incredible prices so that you get a discounted food item in their store brand name, but it's all top quality. And
I've heard people like sort of the prepared to be cooked thing, like, my cousin is like the pork chop at Trader Joe's, the marinated pork chop. You put it on the grill and you'll freaking die. Like, it's packaged with like a marinade on it.
The next pork chop I have that actually makes me want to die will be the first pork chop I've ever had that I actually enjoyed.
It's you got to do them on the barbecue.
They're awful. They always come out dry and crummy.
You got to not overcook them. That's the thing about pork is that we think that trichinosis is still a thing, and it really isn't. And you can have it not cooked to death. And if you grill pork chops, they're... I can't believe I'm... Because I grew up with the driest pork chops of all time. I grew up in my mom's house.
And my mom's a great cook, and still...
But they were cooking the F out of that stuff because they were like, well, Turkana worms, we can't have that.
Right.
So... If you put them on the grill, they're actually delicious. And I was with you. But
do you
then,
just sear them or you got to cook it at least for a minute?
You do have to cook it. It's
medium.
Medium.
You
and
like
there's
them.
A temperature. Well,
I know you did, but I'm just saying I've never had one that was so good that I would have.
And that was where I found out about the Trader Joe's marinated ones. Because my cousin comes over and he's like, here, I brought pork chops. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. Everyone hates pork chops. And then he put them on the grill and cooked them. I was like, oh my God, I actually like pork chops. I know. That's the thing, Vin, is they have to be grilled and they have to be the ones from Trader Joe's, apparently.
Okay. In a poll, 40% of people say they've never sent food back at a restaurant.
Oh.
That's
you're either really lucky or too scared to do
anything. Too scared. Is a lot of people just don't want any trouble. So that 40% say they've never sent food back at a restaurant. 49% have, but rarely.
Yeah, it's got to be something really wrong with it.
And others are like, yeah, I do it all the time. Mm. If it's not right, it's not right.
You are paying through the nose for restaurant food.
And you do. And then you've got a tip as well.
But if you're nice about it, they, you know, and cool about it, and there is something really wrong, then you should send it back.
Here's what I would say, too, is that a restaurant wants your repeat business. You'd like to think they want you to leave super stoked.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do. Most of the places I go that we sort of frequent, I say goodbye to them. Thanks for everything. I hope you have a great night. Like we kind of get to know each other. There's some rapport there. It's because you get a good meal and you want to come back. Right. You're like leaving and you're already going, I'd go back there.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Yep. And that's so that is what they should want.
They should be striving for that, right? Yeah. So if you've got, you know, you're like, I said no beets in my salad or whatever the thing, your thing is.
And then it's full of beets. You go, get rid of this, please.
Yeah. Can you help me out?
I said no.
So, but most people will just take it.
Mm.
Oh.
Don't just take it.
Don't take it, everyone.
You're paying top dollar to go out and eat. Whole point is that you're getting that experience.
This is a weird thing that modern spyware hides in the background, so it's not always obvious if someone has put something in your phone. Here are 5 signs your significant other or someone else might be spying on you.
Oh, okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So should we all grab our phones?
I don't think you need to. Your battery drains really fast. It could be a sign they're tracking your location with GPS.
Oh, okay.
Your phone heats up. If it's running GPS or other apps in the background, it can tax your phone's processor.
Hmm.
And so some heat is normal, especially in the summer, but it's a red flag if it stays hot, even when you're not using it. This is so weird because can you imagine if you found out your person put spyware in your phone?
Mm-hmm.
You can?
I would be so upset.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I can't imagine it. There's definitely people who know how to do this stuff and are doing it.
Yeah. What would you, I mean.
I don't know. Do you go to the police first? Cyber crimes unit? Is there a thing called that?
Cyber crimes unit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Sounds I believe official. That, yeah.
It's a new show on CBS.
Increase data usage. Check it out in your settings and see if you're using more data than you expected.
Oh.
A lot of people with spyware on their phone only find out when they get the data limit warning from their cell phone company.
I thought I had unlimited.
Strange texts or notifications. An expert says, watch for text messages containing random characters or codes. Some of the cheaper spyware apps control your phone with SMS commands. Then the texts quickly disappear.
Oh.
So you would have to
have
see it.
Have you ever had anything like that?
No.
You have to see it and then it would have to. So you're saying they automatically delete themselves.
I guess. Mm. There was a time when there was someone that I was bumping into too many times. And I wondered if like, what's happening here? How is this possible?
Is this when she saw you from the other side of the highway?
Well,
I think we just drove by each other on the highway going 60 miles an hour each in opposite directions.
Have you ever, this is, and then listen, this person's wonderful and it's all good. Don't say that.
That's a little scary.
No, it was just weird, but I don't think this was happening to me. I'm driving down the freeway. There I am on the freeway, driving down it. Doo-doo-doo. And I get a text on my phone that says, are you on wherever 101 at whatever exit?
Whoa.
And I'm like,
I would freak
what
out.
The? And she said, I just drove past you going the other way on the freeway.
Like
and
she's
I went
scouring the people on the other way. Side.
How is could you
no
possibly
one. That's what I'm
see
saying.
Someone on the other side of the freeway?
You couldn't.
Unless she knew your car. Like
even
I would
you're
notice
on the
a car,
highway
maybe.
Going, you're like literally coming at each other going 120 miles an hour.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So that was one of the I was like, that something. Was,
I had something happen like
and then
that.
She ran into you a couple times.
At
I
the
was
Met
on.
Spa.
I was trying to get on the Bay. Somebody was trying to get on the Bay Bridge, and I saw they had a West Virginia sticker on their car.
Oh, and you were like, hi.
And I waved and I showed them my tattoo and was like, and let them in. 6 years later, I'm on BART, got my arm up like this. Guy walks up to me and goes, did you let me in on the Bay Bridge like a long, long time ago? And I'm like, wow, that's a memory.
And then, did you kiss?
Oh my God, is it
no,
a love
actually
story?
I actually invited him to, I'm part of the Alumni Association, and I was like, "Come, you got to come to one of our watch parties," and he ended up coming to one of the watch parties. So.
What?
So yeah, made a friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That tickled my tongue.
It's not your partner you need to worry about. It's her friend spying on you while on the can. Okay.
Yeah, that is true.
Thank you so much. Good one.
You get access through your wife's phone. Mm.
If you habitually send food back, you've consumed a lot
of spit.
No.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
No.
Kitchen bugs and stuff.
Never returned food, but cocktails a few times. Hate salted rims on margaritas.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes they do it automatically.
You gotta brine your pork. Impossible to dry if you brine it. OFOC, Katie Petaluma.
Hey, Katie Petaluma. A lot of Lumas. We hear from Luma a lot.
Well, you know, it's right down the road.
And they've all got phones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah.
I hear gaming.
Okay.
Music.
Let's do this then.
Is it time?
It is. Bob starts with 1 point, by the way. I can't remember why she got it, but you guys gave it to her.
Because
so.
I didn't let her jump in on the guess of 1995.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You should give her a second
Did
point, too.
Did I just write in my face with the pen?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't tell you.
So she's got 2 points.
Give her 2 points?
Why? Right. Why?
Why not? You got something you think you can't beat her with 2 points in the lead?
Hi, Susan.
Oh.
That's not right.
Mm-hmm. How old's that guy?
62.
Susan is 60.
Oh, that guy. No.
I didn't say the name yet. Oh. I didn't say any name. Oh. It's just the name of the game. How old is that guy? And he's like randomly throwing out, you know what? How old is that guy? And I'll let you know. 62.
I get a point for that.
No, you don't. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but there's someone who's close to 62, so let's go with this. How old's that guy?
63.
60. You get the point for that. Bronson Pinchot is 66.
All right.
You're on the board. You're on the board. That's Balky. How old is the Go-Go's guitarist, Jane Wiedlin? How old is Jane Wiedlin? Or Wiedlin? But Jane, she's so cute. She's like a little pixie.
My favorite. She's my favorite Go-Go.
What?
Is she your favorite?
I love Jane. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Is that Belinda?
Belinda's too obvious. No.
All right.
Oh. Jane's so cute.
Yeah.
The hot chick singing and dancing up front is too obvious.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Jane's just cute. She just had a...
How old is Jane?
67.
67.
65.
Oh, I'm going to go 64.
She is exactly 67. That's 2 points for Maddie.
Fudge.
The score is currently Bob 2, Maddie 2, Vinny 1. How old is Jack Gleason? That's Joffrey from Game of Thrones. How old is that guy now?
Oh, for crying out loud.
How old is Jack Gleason? He's the...
Anything to bring up Game of Thrones.
God,
this guy's
right
not even a
that.
Guy. He like says, I quit acting after that.
How old is Joffrey in Game of Thrones?
30.
31.
29.
33. That's a point for Bob. How old is Busta Rhymes? How old's Busta Rhymes?
Oh, I love Busta.
How old is Busta?
I'm going to say Busta is 62.
I'm going to say 54.
55.
53. That's a point for Maddie.
Woo-woo!
The score is currently Bob and Maddie with 3 apiece and Vinny with 1. This is our final one here. How old is Cher? How old is Cher?
Timeless.
But I need a number, though. You have to go first because you opened your mouth.
70?
70.
I have
all right.
No idea.
70.
82.
78.
79. And by a score of 4 for Maddie, 3 for Bob, and 1 for Vinny. Maddie's on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Yeah. Woo.
Good job. That was great. Solid dancing, too.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Be sure to check out Mason. She's coming up next, and she's got tickets for Billie Eilish. And Jane has another chance for you to go to Drag Me to Brunch and more Billie Eilish tickets as well. And the next time we see you, it's going to be hump day. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.